If you drop by the lobby of Cosby Spear Towers in Atlanta's Old Fourth Ward, you might find 65-year-old Dolores Garrett surfing the web in a small and sometimes crowded room off to the corner.
We have one similar to this one in the A building, you know, for those who don't have internet access.
She doesn't have internet access in her apartment, but she'd like to.
I'm trying to get Google Fiber, but I'm waiting for them to get in this area. I thought you were the Google Fiber man.
Garrett's friend and neighbor, 72-year-old Linda King, is a regular around the housing project's computers herself. Sometimes she shops, but mostly she's here for fun. She's a big online gamer.
I would like to have internet, but I don't have it in my apartment anymore.
You used to have it?
Yes.
Tell me about what happened.
I had it with a Comcast, so it was just over my budget.
For both Garrett and King, the idea of fast, free internet right in their own apartments sounded like a dream come true. And it almost happened. WABE has learned that Google Fiber approached the Atlanta Housing Authority in the summer of 2015 with a proposal. The company offered to hook up all 282 apartments at Cosby Spear Towers, and for the next 10 years, Google Fiber wouldn't charge residents 1 cent to access its lightning-fast internet.
Were you aware that Google Fiber was actually looking to come to Cosby Spear?
Well, I wasn't, but I hope they hurry up and come. Because obviously you've heard something we haven't heard.
As the housing authority saw it, Google Fiber wanted too much in return, like to potentially sell its not-so-free TV package, and to allow crews to come and go through the building as they needed. And if the authority sold the towers, Google Fiber demanded the agreement transfer to the new owners. The Atlanta Housing Authority pushed back. This is how one of the Housing Authority's attorneys put it in an internal email. Quote, Google's response tells me that they are not really taking our concerns seriously. The lawyer concluded further negotiations would be, quote, a waste of time. WABE obtained the email through the Georgia Open Records Act. Both the Atlanta Housing Authority and Google Fiber declined our interview requests. The negotiations were never made public, but their collapse is just another failure of the very public promise Google Fiber made to Atlanta 3 years ago.
Hey, Atlanta.
Hi, Atlanta.
From the start, Google Fiber has hyped itself as something greater than just an internet provider. Like in this commercial called Together for Atlanta.
Little Five Points.
Sweet Auburn.
In all our neighborhoods.
It's for all of us.
In reality, the neighborhoods Google Fiber has wired represent some of the region's more affluent and white enclaves. That's according to an analysis of federal data by WABE. Head up about 30 miles to Johns Creek or Alpharetta, you'll find lots of wired homes. But just a mile from downtown on Atlanta's west side, it's a different picture. You won't find anyone with Google Fiber. Now, continue a few more miles south to College Park, and it's a similar story. When Google Fiber announced in 2015 it would wire College Park with blazingly fast internet, city manager Terrence Moore was ecstatic.
It does come with a certain cachet.
The announcement alone was a much-needed big break for College Park, where a third of its 15,000 residents live below the poverty line.
Frankly, it's a benefit to us because we get having the opportunity to market ourselves as a Google Fiber community.
The announcement alone was a much-needed big break for College Park, where a third of its 15,000 residents live below the poverty line.
We've done everything humanly, organizationally, policy-wise possible to support Google Fiber in their efforts to bring a product to the community.
The community has been ready. It's just not much has happened. That frustrates Michelle Suzette Jones.
We get the short end of the stick here. And
she's waited 3 years for Google Fiber to replace her perfectly average Comcast service.
So maybe it's ingrained in me to be suspect when something says it's coming down this way and then it suddenly doesn't, to wonder, is it because it's browner, it's poorer?
Google Fiber has wired one building in College Park. It's the most expensive apartment development inside the city line. It's called the Pad on Harvard.
Floor has this portal.
That's Rod Mullis. He's one of the developers in the $41 million project, which just opened last year. It's a posh address.
So you can actually, from this vantage point, see the runway.
Yes. And the tower.
To the right, downtown College Park. To the left, the runways of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Now peek over the patio's railing and you'll see a MARTA stop just below. That's essential because along MARTA rails runs lots and lots of fiber. Why? Well, it partly goes back to the 1996 Olympic Games. Thousands of miles of new fiber optic cables were laid in preparation all around Atlanta. Today, many of those fiber lines are dark. They still work, they just aren't used. But Mullis knew of their potential. He lobbied Google to consider tapping into the dark fiber.
I pursued them aggressively.
The company listened.
What does it mean to you to know that this is the only place in College Park that has?
Well, I want everybody to have Google. So it doesn't give me any great joy. I want everybody to have it because I think so much of the learning is going to be done through digital.
The tools for digital learning can be expensive. Many families can't afford those costs. Solving that issue was a driving force behind the 2015 federal program known as Connect Home. It used Atlanta as a pilot city. Here's Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed at the 2015 launch.
It's about removing the excuse of cost so that your son or daughter can get on the internet to access the world.
Under the program, families with children who lived in subsidized housing got a free tablet computer and free high-speed internet. In Atlanta, Google Fiber was supposed to provide that access. When it couldn't, cellular service provider T-Mobile stepped in, but with speeds only a fraction of what Google Fiber had promised.
Certainly, I think when Google Fiber made those offers of having free monthly service, they probably were sincere in making that offer.
Bruce Seaman is an economist at Georgia State. He says Google Fiber's speedy service alone wouldn't completely bridge the digital divide, no matter how many homes it wired. So don't be too quick to blame the company.
It's hard to uniquely criticize Google Fiber when, of course, this is a broader question, a broader issue for all providers.
Google Fiber hasn't applied for a new installation permit since Thanksgiving, according to a BuildZoom analysis for WABE. The upcoming events section of Google Fiber's Atlanta webpage hasn't had an entry in months. Yet, Google Fiber continues to encourage consumers to sign up.
There's so much possibility here.
As for its promise to keep Atlanta informed along the way, Google Fiber has this message for folks who are still waiting. We appreciate their patience, the company said in an emailed statement. When we have new information, we will provide it so they can take action. Remember Linda King back in the old Fourth Ward, the 72-year-old online gaming aficionado? She says she's willing to wait a bit longer.
I'd be glad when they get here. I'm ready.
Jim Burris, WABE News.